This is Wade Rafke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Trudeau government in Canada has introduced assisted suicide legislation for Canadian citizens only. European Union has decided security trumps privacy and will begin collecting data on air passengers to share throughout the union. Retirees who are part of the Teamster Central States Pension Fund demonstrated in Washington protest the slashing of their pension benefits by one-third to one-half. Many senators and representatives said they did not know what they were voting on when they passed the Multi-State Employer Pension Reform Act designed to protect the Federal Pension Benefits Guarantee Corporation, which has triggered these cuts. Editor of the Catholic News Service was forced out by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, had to resign after he made posts on Twitter accusing so-called religious freedom laws as pro-discrimination laws against gay people. A lawsuit filed by nine of the families of people killed in a Newtown school massacre against Bushmaster Firearms International, owned by Cerberus Capital Management, a hedge fund, was allowed to go forward by a Connecticut judge despite a 2005 Congressional Act, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, which restricts lawsuits against gun sellers and makers from liability. Microsoft is suing the Justice Department, challenging its frequency of secrecy orders, preventing Microsoft from telling people when the government obtains a warrant to read their emails. Federal Housing Finance Agency says that 33,000 people whose homes are underwater, meaning they owe more for their mortgages than their homes are worth, would be eligible for reduction of the principal they owe. Bob Dylan has made a deal to allow any of the lyrics and composition from 600 songs he's written to be used as the basis of a TV series being developed by Amazon and Lionsgate Entertainment. Clinton and Sanders can agree on one thing for sure, and that's suing the state of Arizona over efforts to suppress the vote that led to five-hour lines at polling places during the Democratic primary. Mississippi now has a law allowing guns in church, bringing new meaning to the phrase, praise the Lord and pass the ammo. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media, Foundation Movement, AMFM.